You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
Akbar Clayton from Ardullah al-Haram, Makkah al-Mukarramah, where he was preparing so much for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brother Akbar.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Malana?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I thank the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are. You was there for us, Alhamdulillah Akbar. Allah again put you in the service of his slaves. Subhanallah.
Ameen. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Such a great honor, Mulana, for me and for all the Hujjaj. If we listen to the Hujjaj as they speak, everyone is waiting with bated breath. Next week, this time, we will be on Arafah. It will be Wukuf, where we will be standing in front of our Lord, where we will be begging and crying for forgiveness and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill all our needs in this dunya, kabar, and akhirah. The emotion is very, very intense at the moment as everyone prepares for that day. Everybody's looking forward to the 5 days of Hajj. And alhamdulillah, the spirit is magnificent in Azizia at the moment. A lot of Hujjaj has entered Azizia, being the first of Zilhijjah. Azizia is alive and abuzz with activity, with people, with activity, and a lot of shopping. But alhamdulillah, there's muhabbat, there's love, there's unity. But most importantly, people are waiting with bated breath for the 5 days of Hajj, which will begin on Friday, inshallah, and will end on Tuesday, the 13th of Zilhijjah, inshallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So now it seems like you have brought some feelings to me, and now I'm picturing how we were there, alhamdulillah, Rabbi, and you are expressing it so beautifully, MashaAllah, and expressing my feelings, really. It was so wonderful. Give us more.
I've got two brothers with me. I've got one brother from Durban, alhamdulillah, who is prepared to share his experience thus far, Mulana. And he will give you a lot of insight into that, alhamdulillah. But what we find in Aziza at the moment, especially when you talk to locals will always ask you, you're going for Hajj? You say, gee, I'm going for Hajj. And they'll tell you, brother, this is an opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Read as much books as you can. Listen to as much lectures as you can. So you can prepare for your Hajj and you can do your Hajj perfectly without any mistake, because you might never ever get this opportunity again. So with that type of advice, you find a lot of the brothers are anxious. They're reading books. They're speaking to ulama. And alhamdulillah, on Monday we will have Mulana Dawood Sampson, the ulama that is with CAF. And he'll be giving us a few words, inshallah. I will also try and consult with other ulama so that they can give our viewers some insight and in-depth into the manasiq of Hajj. But right now, the feeling is the 5 days of Hajj is arriving. Have I done enough? Am I prepared? What am I going to say to my Lord? People are buying smooth books so that they can write all the du'as for Arafah in the book so that they don't miss any du'as. Because you know, Mulana, the day of Arafah is such an emotionally overwhelming experience that you forget. You have a list of du'as in your mind, in your head. But when wukuf arrives,
you forget.
You just go blank.
Yes.
You forget. So you'll find a lot of Hujjajis are sitting in their rooms. They're writing down du'as. They're learning special du'as. A lot of family are speaking to them over WhatsApp, saying, please make du'a for my health, my rizq, whatever they may ask for. So there's also a lot of pressure on the Hujjaj because they do not want to forget to make the precious du'as for everybody that have asked them to make those du'as back home. So Hujjajis are taking this opportunity very seriously now, and they are preparing for themselves, for Arafah. And it's just a great feeling, Mulana. There's a lot of muhabbat, a lot of love, a lot of unity. And the one of the hadiths is where our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you want an accepted Hajj, spread salam, a lot of salam, and feed the poor people. So you would find, alhamdulillah, everybody is greeting each other. Salamu alaykum, brother, how are you? Salamu alaykum, brother, where are you from? and there are new friendships that are being formed in this on this time. There are new bonds that have been strengthened.
SubhanAllah. There is just a like lot of how our bond.
Mulana?
I'm saying like how our bond was held in which form, in which way, and other bonds too with other members of our group. Remember, until today we still have that bond. SubhanAllah.
Alhamdulillah. You know, when we arrived at the when our journey began last year, Mulana, it is Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is definitely in control of this journey. I have
Absolutely.
Seen it myself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works out everything that a Hujjaj needs. And whatever your desire is, whatever your need is, it falls into place by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. And I will never forget the day that you and I met for the first time at the travel office. And
yes.
I had left the house very early that morning. And I was going to go straight to the office to go and pick up my ticket and my bags and whatever else the case might be. But because I had my mother with me, she wanted to go to the butcher, and then after the butcher, the tailor, and she wanted to go to a few other places. So I thought, let me first honor my mother's wishes, and then after that, we'll go to the travel agency. But it is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala worked it out, because you and I walked into the agency at the same time. And that was by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should be joined at that particular point, at that particular time. And I never knew that you would be accompanying me through the rest of the journey, and we would be brothers through the rest of the journey. And up until
the rest of the
day,
life, inshallah.
A beautiful bond. It was such a wonderful bond. So it is true, Mulana, the bonds that you create and you form on the Hajj journey, these brothers will stay your brothers for the rest of your life. They will always have a strong and special place in your heart. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put a lot of nur in all these relationships, a lot of muhabbat, a lot of love and understanding and tolerance and unity, and that we may be a force to guide each other and keep each other on the right path, inshallah, through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, I totally agree with you, Mulana. This journey is a very special journey. Not only is it to fulfill your duty unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is also to create new, strong bonds that will last you a lifetime. And I must say, everybody that we were on Hajj with last year, Mulana, we're still in contact with them, and they're still in contact with us. And what a beautiful bond that is, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So are we going to listen to our two brothers, or they are not ready?
Yes, Mulana, the one brother ran away. He said he was going to fetch an ice cream about 15 minutes ago, but he hasn't been back, so I think he went to the distribution center to get that ice cream. But nonetheless, we do have my brother. He's from Durban, and he will give you an introduction on his name and probably about Mulana, and you can take it from there. Bismillah.
Okay. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa
alaikum assalam. My name is Mehboob Ali Khan. I'm from Durban, Chatswood, in Unit 11. MashaAllah, it's a Mubarak place to be. Couldn't ask for any better place to be than in the holy cities itself. It's been an experience, that one cannot forget. The most important thing that I've noticed on this trip is that the muhabbat, the brotherhood, the sisterhood, the coming together, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Allahu Akbar. And you felt the change from the time you landed into Medina or Mecca?
Well, we first landed into Medina, Munawwara. It was only right and fair to make salams to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. It's an experience that I will never ever forget. The Masjid al-Nabawi is a breathtaking sight. It's a sight. And I wish and pray for all Muslims to make this journey and to see this Mubarak land and to visit the Masjid al-Nabawi. It's absolutely amazing.
Ameen. And are you performing your Hajj alone, or you have your spouse with you?
Well, we are together. My wife and I are here together. Alhamdulillah. You know, it's a blessed thing for us. In 2014, we performed our Umrah together. And in 2016, my wife and my two sons and two grandchildren came in 2016 and performed their Umrah. inshallah. Mm. It was amazing. And in 2019, the wife and I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that call, and we made it our duty to make ourselves Azim. Yeah. And we really appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this wonderful opportunity of performing our Hajj.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. The entire team of Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, are wishing for you a wonderful Hajj, wishing for you, inshallah, complete cleanse, you and the entire Hajjij and the Ummah Islamiyah, inshallah, on this Mubarak day, the day of the Hijjah, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. Our du'as are accepted, inshallah. And we would like to request from you, if you have a message for the rest of your family who are in Durban, they might be going to listen to your message right now. If you want to tell them something, you are welcome to have a couple of minutes.
Jazakallah shukran, Kay. I just want to tell my family and friends and all the Muslim brothers out there in South Africa or throughout the world that our du'as are with them, and we'll be making lots of du'a for the ummah of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are constantly in the form of ibadat. So it doesn't mean that they're not here, that we have forgotten about you guys. Inshallah, we're making a lot of dua for you guys and for the country as a whole as well.
Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah accept from you, ya Rabbil Alameen. Shukran jazeelan, my dear brother. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. I may speak with Akbar.
So, Mulana, some beautiful words coming through there from our brother. Alhamdulillah, you can feel his eagerness and his love, and he's so excited.
MashaAllah.
He's motivated me, and I hope he's motivated all the listeners, inshallah. I also just want to make another appeal to all our listeners. Those who are by the means, please register for Hajj. Fulfill your duty unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before a time comes when you will not be able to do it. There's a hadith that says, if you are by the means, and you do not fulfill your Hajj, then you can die as a Christian or a Jew. It doesn't matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
So let's please our Rabb. We've got a short life. We've got a short time on this dunya. And let us all undertake this Mubarak trip, inshallah.
Amen. Jazakallah khair, my dear brother Akbar. Shukran jazeelan. Tomorrow we'll give you a break, right? But we'll carry on, inshallah,
give me a
from
break,
Monday,
Mulana,
inshallah.
Shukran, break. So basically, Mulana, what I'm going to plan... On Monday, I want to have an interview with Mulana Dawood Thompson, our expert ulama that is with the Khidmat al-Awam group, inshallah. And
Mashallah.
Then on Tuesday, I would like to interview the head of mission for the South African Hajj and Umrah Council, just to give our listeners an overview of the purpose of the mission, and the role the organization plays in the mission, and how they have prepared for the comfortability of our Hajj, inshallah. So we'll try and confirm those interviews, inshallah, make dua that they do happen. And please make dua that brothers have the courage to come and share their experience on this show as well, inshallah.
Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair, my dear brother Akbar Clayton from Makkah al-Mukarramah during the Hajj period. Shukran jazeelan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. That was Brother Akbar Clayton. He was broadcasting to us from Ardullah al-Haram, the sacred land of the Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluh, his report and another interview there about what's happening there. And we have enjoyed his guest as well and his message. And we pray to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he must accept every Hajj's dua. Every Hajj's dua, ya Arhamar Rahimin, accept all, because you are the Qadir, you are the capable, you the one who can.
Gulam aate hai jaate hai main bhi aaunga gulam aate hai jaate hai main bhi aaunga chale sabiya diya maalla tu hai sarkaar diya maalla allahumma labbaik allahumma allahumma labbaik allahumma mubarak ho tumko ye safar madina mubarak ho tumko ye safar madina na thi meri kismat ke dekhu madina madine wale se mera salam
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.